All right, nice to see you.
很高兴看到大家。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
God, we thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We ask that you will be with us as we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
All right, we are...Been looking at spiritual discipline.
我们一直在看属灵的操练。
And I've told you, the spiritual disciplines, number one, I told you they do not earn God's favor.
我告诉过大家，这个属灵的操练呢，第一个，它不会说让你就是赚得神的恩典。
And because of the discipline that we're going to talk today, I want to emphasize this.
因为今天我们所要讲的这几点，属灵操练，我就想强调这一点。
Our practice of spiritual disciplines is not we do things and then God owes us.
不是说我们进行这个属灵操练，然后呢，神就欠我们什么。
But I've told you that three things that the spiritual disciplines do for us.
但是呢，属灵操练呢可以帮助我们三件事。
They equip us for spiritual battle. They are building strength in us.
它就是在我们里边坚固我们的力量，也让我们更刚强，可以预备来打这个属灵的征战。
I think we see that in Paul when he says, "Exercise yourself for godliness."
保罗就说，操练敬虔在凡事上都有益处。
It is.Building us, making us strong.
就是建造我们，让我们更刚强，更有力量。
Last time we were together, we talked about the discipline of prayer.
上次呢，前几课我们就讲到这个祷告的属灵操练。
We don't pray and keep track of the time.
我们不是在那祷告的时候看看我祷告了多久。
And then say, okay, God, I did this much prayer.
你然后不是接着说神啊，我做了这么长时间的祷告。
You now owe me.
你现在就欠我。
But as we pray, as we spend time with God, it is making us strong for the spiritual battles in our life.
当我们祷告，当我们来到神面前的时候，这个会帮助我们在灵里刚强，能够面对生活中的各种挑战跟属灵的征战。
The second thing these disciplines do is they transform us into the image of God.
另外呢，这些操练呢，就把我们更新转变成神的形象。
As we spend time with Him,
当我们
we become more like Him.
当我们花时间在神面前的时候，我们就越来越像神。
As we spend time reading His Word, we get a picture of what God wants to do in our life.
当我们读神的话语，我们就知道说神就看到一个神对我们生命的目的的一个描述。
And that becomes a tool to make us more like Him.
那个的就变成一种途径，一种工具，让我们能够越来越像神。
And the third thing that these disciplines do is they increase our enjoyment of God.
第三点呢，这些操练可以增加我们对神的享受。
How many of you did music lessons when you were young?
你们我们中间多少人小的时候选过音乐学过音乐
Only two of you?
只有两三个三个三位 Three
The sciences Three Sciences this is a Chinese church
看来我们教会都是这种大家都是搞科学
So everyone
我都觉得是不是每个人都应该学过音乐
You are fake Chinese
我们都是那个假的中国人 Because we don't have that condition when we were young weThe whole city have no piano.
It's new now. Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
我说其实因为我们这个年代的是没有这种条件的，我们根本就没有见过钢琴。
You raised your hand are not Chinese.
所以一般举手的，我们根本就不是。
So again, let me see. Who raised your hand? Who has piano?
刚才有谁举手了
？All right. Hands are increasing. Okay.
谁有
人想钢
琴？你享受钢上钢琴吗
？Yes and no。
他说也享受，也不享受。他说他不享受。大卫
，A little bit。
另外说一点点。
You're still in it, right?
你现在还
Okay, I'll give you some hope here in a minute.
Yes and no。
另外这个姐妹也说是也享受，也不享受。
As a rule, here's what I find.
我就发现有这么一条规则，一条就是规律。
Probably at the beginning, everyone, yes, because it's new and exciting.
可能最在最最刚开始的时候，你可能都因为很兴奋嘛，刚学一样新乐器都挺高兴的。
And then you go through a period of time where the answer is largely no.
然后呢，你就会经历个一段时间，那个时期呢，你大概你都会不享受。
And that is where most people quit.
那个大概那段时期就是很多人在这个时候就
if
就放弃了。
You keep going.
但是如果你继续的坚持
what your mom and dad are telling you here.
这就是你父母告诉你继续坚持
If you keep going and you get to where you are good
你坚持下去你到了一个地步你就比较好了
The answer again becomes yes
然后呢你的回答就会是的好是享受
But there is a period of discipline that is often not very enjoyable
但是呢这个中间会有一段时间是属于一段训练的时期基本上呢是不太令人享受的
Before you get to the point where it's fun again
在你到了最后那个你说哎呀我又可以开始享受的时期之前你会有这么一段不享受的时期
It seems to me that the spiritual disciplines are a lot like that
我觉得这个属灵的操练跟这个有很多相似之处
It is once we reach a place where prayer becomes natural to us that we begin to enjoy it
就是到了就是祷告对我们是很自然的一件事情我们开始享受它之前
It is after we have read God's word enough that we begin to understand and can make sense of it that it becomes a joy
当我们就是读神的话我们读到一定程度我们可以明白了解神的话开始享受的时候
And unfortunately many of us give up these disciplines before we reach that point
但是我们很多人到了那一点之前就已经放弃了
So this is what the disciplines are doing in us
所以呢这个就是操练在我们里边为我们所成就
They are equipping us for spiritual battle
它真的是装备我们预备我们来面对这个属灵的征战
They are shaping us in the image of Christ
把我们塑造成耶稣基督的形象
And they are giving us a greater enjoyment of God as we learn the joy of His presence and of relationship with Him
当我们能够享受神的同在也享受跟神之间的这种相交的时候我们就更能享受神
They provide training for a victorious life
它真的是为我们就是提供让我们有一个可以过一个得胜的生活
They make us strong
它让我们更强壮
Now I wanted to review that from a few weeks ago
我们先来这个回顾几周以前的这个课程
Because the discipline that I want to talk about this morning is probably for many of us the most uncomfortable
今天我要讲的这个属灵操练可能对我们大多数人来讲可能是我们最不舒感觉最不舒服的一不愿意谈起的话题起码对我是这样的
Part of that is personality
第一个点呢可能是因为我
It requires an openness that is not very natural to me.
这就需要呢，你要敞开。对我来讲，这个不是一件很容易的事情。
But the other reason I think for many of us it's uncomfortable is a theological reason.
第二点呢，我们是觉得好像不太自在，是因为神学上的一个问题。
We're talking about the discipline of confession.
因为我们要讲这个坦诚认罪的操练。
The theological reason this discipline is uncomfortable is this.
这个就是神学上让我们不自在，让我们觉得不太舒服、不安的一个点就在于。
In the early church, confession was simple.
在初期的教会，这个认罪呢是很简单的。
James says this.
雅各这么说。
Chapter 5, verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节是这么讲的
Confess your sins to one another
你们要彼此认罪
And pray for one another that you may be healed
互相代求使你们可以得医治
Confession was simple
认罪是很简单的
It was part of the normal walk of a believer
就是正常的基督徒生活中的一部分
And in the early church, that seems to have been a very simple process.
在早期教会呢，初期教会呢，这看起来是一个很简单的过程。
A group of Christians met together.
一群基督徒相聚。
They are praying. They are reading God's word.
他们祷告，他们读神的话语。
They're praying for one another.
他们为彼此祷告。
And one of the believers says, I need prayer in this area.
有一个人就说，我需要在在这方面为我祷告。
Because this is an area of sin that I really struggle with.
因为在这方面呢，我跟这个罪，在我挺挣扎的这方面的罪。
And I need help.
我需要帮助。
And other Christians would pray with them.
然后呢，别的基督徒就会跟他一起祷告。
That they would be spiritually strong.
然后让他可以那个灵里坚固。
That they would be spiritually healed.
然后也在灵里边得医治。
Over time, however,
但是呢，随着时间的流逝
，this becomes more and more complicated.
这个就变得越来越复杂。
So that by the Middle Ages,
所以到了那个中世纪的时候。
Confession is happening when you go to the Roman Catholic Church.
就是这个认罪呢，忏悔呢，就变成了你要去这个罗马天主教的神父那里。
And you go in the confessional and you confess to a priest.
你就到这个告解室向这个神父祷告，向那个神父忏悔。
He is the go-between between you and God.
他就变成了你跟神中间的好像中介似的。
And so in the Reformation.
所以到了这个改教时期。
Protestants reacted against that.
然后呢这个新教呢就他们就反对这个。
And said, according to Hebrews.
他说根据希伯来书。
We can all come to God.
我们可以都可以来到神面前，直接来到神面前。
We don't need a priest as a go-between.
我们不需要一位神父做中介。
So far, so good.
到此为止都没事。
However, you know that in our human nature, we usually swing from one extreme to the other.
但是呢，我们都了解人的这个天性呢，人的本性就是从这个极端到另外一个极端。
The middle is usually empty.
通常呢，走在这个一个平衡的中间的这样的人都很没有人走。
We're collected on the extremes.
我们都是不是在这一个极端，就在另外一个极端。
And so for many.Protestants.
所以呢，对很多那个改教运动的人，
相
信改新教的人
，to the extreme of Roman Catholic the confession.
我们就是对这个极端的这个罗马天主教的，你要去他那个告解室去告解，这样
was not to return to what James had said.
没有说应该他本来是应该回到雅各书里所教导的
，but to say
而是他们就而是说。
My only responsibility is to God.
我只对神负责。
And so to do away entirely with this idea of confession.
所以呢，他们就把这个完全的就不再去进行，就是这个彼此认罪呢就不再执行了。
It seems to me that we swung clear to the other extreme.
然后我们就从一个极端完全到另外一个极端。
From a priest who is our intercessor.
从一个本来有个神父是我们的中介，是我们的代求者。
To no accountability.
到一个完全不需要对任何人负责。
And we ran right past James 5.
我们就一下经过了这个中间这个雅各书五章十六节。
Where he says.
这雅各书五章十六节说。
Confess to one another.
要彼此认罪，互相代求，彼此认罪。
And so today we're going to talk about that discipline of confession.
所以我们今天就来讲这个认罪的操练。
Humbly confessing our spiritual failures to one another.
就是谦卑的向彼此来承认我们的这个错，这个罪过。
As a means of spiritual healing.
作为一种我们在属灵上得医治的方式。
It seems to me there are two extremes that we fall into when we talk about sin and the Christian life.
当我们讲到罪和基督徒生活的时候，有两个极端，我们很容易陷入其中的错误。
One extreme
一种极端就是
is to say, well, we are all sinners.
一种就说我们都是罪人。
There's nothing we can do about it.
我们什么也做不了。
And so we're just going to continue to willfully break God's law.
所以我们就会继续的故意的，就是有明知故犯的去违背神的律法。
And as a friend of mine said,
就像我一个朋友说的
Yeah, I know that, you know, I am prone to lying a lot.
我知道我有这个总喜欢撒谎
But it's okay. At the end of the day, I say, sorry, God.
但是没关系，一天结束的时候，我给神说对不起啊。
The answer to that extreme is Romans 6.
对这样的一个极端就是罗马书第六章。
That says we are a slave to whoever we obey.
罗马书第六章说，你把身体献给谁做奴仆，你就献给谁，你就是谁的奴仆。
And so Paul says we are either a slave to sin.
保罗说，你或者是罪的奴仆。
Or a slave to Christ.
或者是基督的奴仆。
But not to both.
但是你不可能两个都是。那是不可能的。
So,Paul says, if I am willfully, deliberately continuing in my sin,
保罗说如果你是有意的故意的然后持续的犯罪
I am a slave to sin.
你就是罪的奴仆。
That's one extreme.
那是一种极端。
The other extreme, though, are Christians who say, ah, I'm a Christian.
另外一种极端就是基督徒说我是基督徒。
I have a right.
我有一个权利。
I never fail.
他就说我已经到了一个地步，我从来都不会跌倒。
As I said to my children when they were young.
当我的孩子们小的时候，我对他们说。
Rule number one.
那个规则之一。
Mom is always right.
妈妈永远是正确的。
Rule number two.
第二条。
When mom is wrong.
当妈妈错的时候。
Go back to rule number one.
你回到第一条。
That's how some Christians are.
那就是一些基督徒就是这么想的。
I never fail.
我永远不会跌倒。我绝不会，我绝不会犯罪，我也永远不会跌倒。
Rule number two.
第二点。
When I do fail, go back to rule number one.
当你真的跌倒的时候，失败的时候，回到第一条。
And the answer to that, it seems to me, is 1 John 2.
对我来讲，这个回应就是约翰一书第二章。
Where John says, I am writing to you so that you don't sin.
他说小子们啊我写信给你们是要你们 不犯罪。
I want you to know that you are not a slave to sin.
我要你们知道你们不再是罪的奴仆。
But then he continued.
然后他继续说
If any man sin,
如果有人犯罪
It's in here, I can't get my pages to turn. If any man sin, we have an advocate.
但是我们在神和人中间有一位中保。
Jesus Christ the righteous.
就是那义者耶稣基督。
And so confession, the discipline of confession,
所以认罪的这个操练
is the recognition when I see failures in my life.
就是说当我看到我生命中的这些失败之处
confession is a way of bringing spiritual healing. James 5.
就是根据雅各书五章十六节，认罪是让我们能够得到属灵医治的途径。
And so I want to look at what that means in our relationship with each other.
我想要我们大家来看，在我们彼这个呢，在我们彼此的关系中是怎么样的。
A friend of mine wrote a little article about the Christian and sin.
我有一位朋友写了一篇小小文章，就是讲到基督徒和罪。
And I'm stealing his outline.
我就是用他的偷窃他的这个大纲。
He says three things for Christians regarding sin.
他说关于罪，基督徒要考虑三件事情。
Never minimize your sin.
他第一个呢，绝对不要小看罪。
That is, never say, ah, sin doesn't matter.
从来不要说哦，罪没关系。
Yeah, I know, I broke God's law.
我知道我违背了神的律法。
But it's just a little thing.
但是小事儿。
He said, sin is serious.
他说罪是很严重的。
Sin is what took Jesus to the cross.
就是因为罪才把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
So I must never treat sin as unimportant.
所以我不应从来永远不要把罪看成不重要的，看成不严重的。
But then he says, secondly, never maximize your sin.
但是他第二点他说绝对不要把罪严重化。
We do that when we refuse to forgive ourselves and move on.
当我们就是拒绝饶恕自己继续然后向前走的时候我们其实是把罪严重化。
When we are tied to the sin of our past and we cannot break free from it.
当我们就是被自己过去的罪捆 所捆绑，我们好像没有办法继续向前行的时候，没有办法得自由。
Some Christians struggle with their in their relationship with God.
有些基督徒他们很挣扎于他们和神的关系。
Because they have maximized their sin, they've made it into a great giant.
因为他们就放大自己的那个罪，把这个罪变成一个巨大的。
That every time they try to walk in their relationship with God, there is this right in their face.
当他们每次想要跟神同行的时候，这个罪就出现在他们眼前。
Remember that God is bigger than our sin.
你要知道神比我们的罪大。
Hebrews gives such encouragement in this.
希伯来书给我们这样的很大的激励。
Just remember, we have a great high priest.
他要记住说，我们有一位升入高天的大祭司。
Jesus, the Son of God.
就是神的儿子耶稣。
And so then he says something wonderful.
他接着说了一些很棒的事情。
Let us come with confidence.
所以我们只管坦然无惧的。
With boldness.
来到施恩的宝座前。
So that we can find mercy.
为要得连续
And find grace to help.
蒙恩惠做随时的帮助
Now, we have two young men here.
我们现在有两位小朋友
I'm sure neither of you have ever broken a rule of your parents, right?
你们两个都没从来没有不听父母的话对不对
Maybe a little bit?
你可能就一点点
And so then you're kind of afraid.
你就开始有点害怕了。
Right?
是不是？
I'm going to be in trouble.
接下来有麻烦了。
Writer of Hebrews says,
但是希伯来的书的作者说，
Some of us were afraid to come into God's presence.
我们有些人就害怕来到神面前。
Because we know there are areas where we have failed, we have broken his rules.
我们知道有些方面我们是跌倒了，我们违背了神的律法。
He said, you don't have to be afraid.
但是他说你不需要害怕。
You see, what if someone will come with you?
你想一想，就是如果有人跟你一同同行。
And say to your father, you know, he broke this rule.
跟你爸爸说，哦，他在好像是这方面他没听话，他违背了你的命令。
Really sorry.
但是这孩子他现在他觉得很难过。
I'm asking you to forgive.
我请你就是。他就问你能不能原谅他。
In a much different way, Paul or the writer of Hebrews says.
但是有一个不同的方式的这个希伯来书的作者说。
Christ is our advocate. He's our high priest.
他说，耶稣就是我们的大祭司，他就是我们的中介。
Who has gone to the Father and said, "I paid the penalty for this sin already"?
他就到父面前说，我已经为他们的罪付上了代价。
And so with boldness.
所以呢，就是带着这种坦然无惧。
We can walk into the Father's presence.
我们可以进到神面前。
Knowing our sin is forgiven.
因为我们的罪被赦免了。
So we should not maximize our.
所以我们不要把我们的罪呢放大，就是严重化。
And the third thing he says is.
第三点就是。
We should not excuse our sin.
第三点是绝不要给罪找借口。
I think this is for many of us the most common.
对我们很多人来讲，这是最普遍的。
We blame it on something else.
我们就把它推罪归咎于别的什么。
We blame it on our circumstances.
我们就是责怪我们的环境。
We blame it on other people.
我们就是归咎于别人。
It is very, very difficult to say.
就是很难说，就说。
I am wrong.
我错了。
And then stop there.
然后就在那里停止。
We can say, I am wrong.
我们会说，我错了。
But.
但是。
And everything that comes after the but is erasing part of the I was wrong, right?
你知道吗？在这个但是后边所说的每一件事情，其实就把前面说的我错了给抹掉了。
If you add a but to that sentence, there's no use saying it.
如果你在后边再说了我错了之后加个但是呢你就不要再说了
Because you're getting ready to erase the I was wrong
因为你已经准备好要把前面你所说的我错了给除掉
When we come to God with our sin
当我们到神面前带着我们的罪到神面前来的时候
I was wrong
你就说我错了句号
I sin
我犯罪了 句号。
Not an excuse.
不要去找借口。
But simply confronting our failure.
就是面对我们的跌倒，我们的失败。
And deal with it.
就是面对它来处理它。
You see, it becomes very easy, it seems to me, for us to grow accustomed to covering up and excusing the sin in our life.
就是我们很容易慢慢的就是给自己的罪找借口，掩饰自己的罪，这是很容易的。
Of saying, oh, it's a little thing.
就说哎呀，这不过是件小事儿。
Or it's someone else's fault.
或者是那个人的过错。
Whatever excuse we come up with.
不管我们找到什么样的理由。
Rather than confronting.
而不是说你直接去面对。
Was it
the devil made me do it?
你说还有就是说是那个魔鬼让我做的。
Jesus actually said that one is a valid excuse.
耶稣说了，那是一个有效的理借口。如果
the devil is your father.
如果这个魔鬼是你的父。
You are doing this because you are doing what your father made you do.
他说，你们之所以这样做，是因为你的父魔鬼让你这样做。
And then he says.
然后他接着说。
But God is supposed to be your father.
但是本来应该是神是你的父啊。
At which point that excuse no longer works.
在这样的情况下，你这个借口就不再有能站立得住了。
So yes, when someone says the devil made me do it, I know who their father is.
你就说，当你说这个人说哦是魔鬼让我做的，那你就说哦我知道你的父是谁。
But when there is sin in our life,
当我们的生命中有罪的时候。
The Christian's response must be.
所以基督徒的反应一定要是
God, I am wrong.
神呐、啊，我错了。
I don't make an excuse.
我不去找理由，找借口。
I don't blame someone else.
我不去责怪别人。
I certainly don't try to hide it.
我也当然也不要去掩饰、隐藏这个罪。
I confess.
我就是来坦诚。
And then I claim the blood of Jesus Christ who is my advocate.
然后我就宣称这主耶稣的宝血就是我的中介。
And I claim forgiveness because of his blood.
因为主耶稣为我流血，所以我可以有赦免。
Now that's the big picture.
这是那个大的一个描述。
But I'm wanting to focus today on confession of sin between believers.
但是我今天想要强调来讲说在基督徒之间的彼此认罪。
And I admit this is probably of the disciplines, the one that I have struggled the most with teaching.
当我教导的时候，这个是，就是对我来讲，这个题目是最难的。
Partly because of misunderstandings that have come because of the Roman Catholic understanding of it.
一种呢是因为罗马天主教的这个教导所带来的这个误解。
And partly because I think sometimes people misuse this idea.
在另外一方面呢，就是人们会误用这个观念。
But I think it's important, and so I'm going to go ahead and discuss it, even though it concerned me a great deal.
虽然这个让我觉得还是挺不好讲的，挺难的，但是呢，我还是要继续来讨论。
First of all, why we should practice confession to other believers.
第一点，为什么我们要彼此认罪？就是在基督徒之间彼此认罪。
And then I'm going to look at some practical tips about how that should look.
然后呢，我再给大家一些实际的建议，就是这样的彼此认罪应该是看着像什么样的。
Because I think a misuse of this creates great challenges.
如果你误用这个或者用的不好的话，会带来更大的挑战。
Why confession to other believers is important? Number one.
为第一点就是
confession weakens the power of temptation.
第一个就是坦诚认罪削弱了试探的力量。
You see, when I confess to a fellow believer.
当我向另外一个基督徒坦诚认罪的时候。
This is the area of my struggle.
这个是我所挣扎的这个方面。
And I am asking you to hold me accountable for that area.
我希望你能够在这方面可以向我彼此问责，可以向我问责。
That weakens the power of the temptation.
那就会让这个试探呢 减弱削弱这个试探对我的吸引力。
I think for two reasons.
两个原因。
Number one, sin thrives in secrecy.
第一个呢就是罪呢是在那个在暗处在那个秘密隐秘之处呢就会变得更加的茁壮。
I have said sometimes to young men.
我有时候对年轻人说。
Have your computer where your wife can see whatever you're doing.
把你的电脑放在一个公开的场合，这样你太太可以随时看见你在看什么。
Have your phone to where your wife can see who you are texting.
然后呢，让你的电话放在一个地方，你太太可以看到你在跟谁发短信、发信息。
Not as a spy, lack of trust.
不是因为缺乏信任，好像天天都得盯着你。
But to say,
而是说
I want my life to be an open book.
我想我的这个生活呢，就是一个敞开的书。
To weaken the power of temptation.
就是削弱这个试探的那个力量。
Because when you're looking at something on your screen that you shouldn't,
当你在这个电脑上看你不应该看的东西的时候
and someone walks in the room,
然后有人一下进到房间里
you quickly shut the lid of your laptop,
你就马上把你的电脑合上
you hit the little button that blanks the screen,
或者是把那个让电脑变黑屏
why?
为什么要这样做吧
you're ashamed,
因为你觉得羞耻
right?
对不对
You know it's wrong.
你里边知道这个是错的。
Sin thrives in secrecy.
你知道那个罪在暗处就会变得更加的强壮，更加的茂盛。
As soon as I start to hide certain conversations from my wife, I'm in danger.
如果我要开始，只要你开始想要让你太太不知道一些对话的话，你其实
As soon as I don't want her to know that I'm talking with this person on a regular basis, I'm in danger.
只要你知道不想让你太太知道我跟这个人就是经常的对话交谈的话，那你就在危险之中了。
And so one answer to the power of sin is to take away the secrecy.
对这个罪的这个力量的这个诠释呢？一种方式就是说把这个挪开不要你在暗中行事
When I have said to a fellow believer
当我对另外一个基督徒说
I struggle in this area of temptation
他说我在这方面是我的试探的时候
And I want you to hold me accountable
他说我想让你对我问责
That in itself begins to weaken the temptation
就这个行动本身就让这个试探呢就减弱了
Because it is putting a framework that I've admitted. Here is my area of struggle.
因为呢，你就是当你说向别人坦诚，这是我所挣扎的方面，你已经在这个你的这个软弱的方面放了一个篱笆。
Confession weakens the power of temptation.
所以呢，坦诚认罪呢，就减弱了试探的力量。
Proper confession weakens our enemy, our spiritual enemy.Of pride.
就是适当的坦诚认罪会减弱削弱我们最大的敌人骄傲
Now, I want to emphasize proper confession and I'm going to come back to that here in a minute.
我要来强调一下这个适当的合宜的认罪
How many of you like for other people to think pretty well of you?
我们多少人喜欢别人把我们想我们把我们想的都很好的
Okay, and then there are some of you who you want people to think you're humble, so you don't even raise your hand to that.
我们其实有些人想要别人觉得你挺谦卑的，所以连手都不举。
Because you're afraid they won't think well of you if you raise your hand.
因为你觉得你要举手了，别人就
So if you didn't raise your hand, you can have both hands in the air.
所以刚才如果没举手，应该两只手都举起来。
No, I didn't look to see who did.
我刚才没看谁举手了。
But the truth is,
但是这个真相就是
we want people to think well of us.
我们都想别人对我们有好印象，对不对
？You know, when we say, "Oh, I'm no good."
那你说，哎呀，我什么都不行了。
We're hoping they'll disagree.
我们也希望对方就是说不同意我们的说法。
I know because sometimes just for fun, when someone has said that, I said I know.
因为我知道说，当有人就说我什么都不行，我说我知道你是这样的。
They're offended.
他们就挺生气的。
I was just agreeing with you.
就说你怎么会这么说的？
We want people to think well of us.
我们都希望别人把我们就是对我们有好印象，觉得我们挺好的。
And confession of our areas of sin.
所以呢，就是承认我们罪，就是犯，就是软弱犯罪的那一方面。
Humbles us.
让我们谦卑。
Brings us to the point.
把我们带到一个地步。
That someone else knows.
就是有人知道。
This is an area of weakness for you.
这个是你软弱的一个
方面。And all of a sudden, we are not this great saint in someone else's eyes.
所以突然之间，你就不再是别人眼中那个伟大的圣徒。
And that humbling is very important.
那种谦卑，那种使你降卑是很重要的。
Because one of the great areas of failure that leads us into sin.
就是在一方面呢，如果就是让我们能够把我们使我们陷入最终的。这方面就是
is the pride that allows Satan to convince us, I'll never fall.
就是那种骄傲，撒旦可以用这种骄傲对你说，哦，我永远不会跌倒，我永远不会失败。
As soon as I think I'll never fall,
当你只要你开始想说我是不会跌倒的。
One of the very sad things over the last several years has been a number of respected Christian leaders.Who have fallen and destroyed their ministries.
这个过去呢，好多年，就是说，就是十几年吧。这个最令人难过的一件事情，就是一些很受人尊重的基督徒的领袖，他们就是陷入最终，整个毁掉了他们的施工。
And as I've read their stories,
当我去阅读他们的故事的时候
，one thing that I see in common,
就是我看到其中一个共通之处就是。
Is a lack of accountability.
就是他们缺乏这个，他们需要对其负责的，就他们缺乏问责。
A lack of confession to others. This is the area of my struggle.
他也缺乏就是对别人，有人他可以向人坦诚认罪，就是说这是我所挣扎的方面。
You see, you can move up in the hierarchy of church.Position.
你可以在那个教会，在那个服事的岗位，位置越来越高。
Until suddenly you have an image to protect.
突然之间呢，你就有个形象，你必须要保护这个众人眼中的形象，公众形象。
And that becomes pride.
那个就会成为，那个就是一种骄傲。
And it gives Satan a hold in our life.
那个撒旦就在我们生命中有做工的机会。
Confession weakens the hold of pride in our life.
所以呢，认罪呢可以减弱这个骄傲在我们生命中的这个好像这个执着，就是抓骄傲，可以不让骄傲抓住我们的生命。
Now I say proper confession.
我刚才讲到是适当的认罪，坦诚认罪。
Because that confession must be accompanied by turning away from that sin.
因为呢。认罪一定要伴随着说你要从这个罪中转回不再犯罪。
You see, imagine that I come to Brother Quincy.
比如说我到 Quincy 弟兄面前。
And I say, you know, I have a real area of temptation in my life.
我在我比如说我说我在我的生命中有一个真正一个受试探的软弱的方面。
I'm always tempted to gossip about people.
我的试探就是去说别人闲话。
And that's an area of sin.
那个是一种罪的。
And by the way, it is, you know. Yes.
大家也都知道这个说闲话在背后说闲话是罪。
And so, I want to be accountable for this.
所以我希望你对我问责。
And he says, okay.
他说好。
And I say, for instance.
比如说我说。
Let me tell you what I heard this week about Richard.
哎呀，我跟你讲，我这个星期听到关于理查德的什么事儿。
Have I confessed? You might say yes.
你说我认罪了吗？你可以说是。
Has it done me any good?
对我有任何益处吗？
No.
没有。
Because it's not proper confession.
因为那个不是一个合宜的适当的认罪。
Right?
对不对？
proper confession, I confess to him my area of struggle.
合宜适当的认罪，就是说我向他承认我软弱的方面，我挣扎的方面。
And then he holds me accountable.
然后呢，他就是让我对我，我要对他，他要对我问责。
And we're having lunch.
然后我们一起吃饭。
And I say, man, you should hear what I heard this week.
说你应该听听我这星期我听到啥了。
About our brother Ron.
就是另外一个弟兄。
And he says,
然后他应该说
wait, just before you say this.
等一下，在你开口，在你说之前。
Is it gossip?
这是不是那个说闲话呢？
Yeah.
是。
What, remember you told me that your area of sin that you wanted to confess is.
你记不记得你想你对我说你在这个犯说闲话这方面的软弱这方面的罪。
Quit doing it.
别再说了。
That's proper confession.
那个才是一个适当的。
You're holding me accountable. And my confession is bringing a change in my life.
我要他对我问责，我也对他负责，所以呢，这种呢，适当的人证罪呢，就让我从罪中转回。
My father, when he was a teenager, grew up in a very conservative and very, I'll say, fiery kind of church.
我可以说，在我青少年的时候，我成长的那个教会是一个非常保守，也可以说，
A whole church of Mrs. Shees and Miss Swartz.
我们教会的基督徒都是妈咪跟师母那样的基督徒，想一想。
And he said, he went, they had a public altar service.
他们有一个就是有一个到那个讲坛前去祷告。
He went up and prayed.
然后他就上前去祷告。
And he said,The way that church was, he said, it did a great help to you.
他说这个不管这教会怎么样，对你帮助很大。
Because he says, here I am, a 14-year-old.
Is your father,
my father.
Go to the church, or you go to that church?
No, my father.
就是我爸爸青少年的时候去，他说那个对我帮助很大。他说我14岁，我到那个讲台前。
And he said, these people are pounding on my back, praying for me.
那些人都拿着拳头在我背上捶，为我祷告。
And they are saying, you know JR is such a terrible sinner.
他们说你知道那个 JR 是一个很糟糕的罪人。
He lies to people.
他对人那个撒谎。
God, please show him what a terrible liar he is.
神啊，求你向他解释，这是一个多么可怕的说谎者。
And he said, after I got done praying,
说当我祷告完之后
he said, I don't want to do anything wrong again.
爸爸说，我再也不想说任何错事了。
Because he said, these people were mean.
因为这些人好严苛呀。
And I didn't want to have to do that again.
我都不想再次的面对这样的情况。
Now, maybe they went too far the other way. I don't know.
也许他们太那个走了。
But do you understand the point?
你了解吗?
It wasn't simply, oh, you know, I've sinned.
那个不是简单的说, oh,
It's okay, don't worry about it.
哎,没关系,就这样。
It was, yes, you did.
他们就说是的,你是犯罪了。
And let's do something about it.
那我们就得来做点什么。
That is proper confession.
那个就是一个合宜的一个认罪。
Confession paired with accountability.
因为那个认罪呢，要伴随着这个，就是你要问责，你要对此负责。
That we're going to take steps to grow in this area.
就会帮助你在这方面一步一步的成长。
The third thing that it seems to me confession does.
第三点认罪给我们带来的就是
It often frees our conscience and gives us an assurance of our forgiveness.
就是让我们从愧疚感中得自由并且带来饶恕的确据。
Luke 17, Jesus heals the lepers.
在路加福音主耶稣医治了那个大麻风病人。
And after he heals them, he sends them to the priests.
当主耶稣医治他们，把他们治好之后，就让他们回去见祭司。
Go show yourself to the priests.
他说，去把你们的，让祭司查看。
Now there's a reason he does this.
主耶稣之所以这样做是有原因的。
It is not that he wasn't sure they were healed.
这不是主耶稣说他不确定这些人是不是真的得医治了。
It's not that he needed help.
也不是主耶稣需要帮助。
But you see, he was going back, pointing back to the Old Testament law.
主耶稣再次指回这个旧约的律法。
That included the Levitical priest in this process.
他就是包含了包括了这个立位人的这个祭司在这个得医治的过程中。
The priest provided confirmation of the healing.
祭司呢提供了你已经得医治的这个肯定认定。
The priest didn't do the healing.
这个祭司呢并不是说他们做了他们实行了医治。
But they confirmed that the healing was done.
但是他们就是来肯定说这个医治发生了。
It seems to me that God rarely bypasses the church in his working in our lives.
我觉得当神在我们的生命中工作的时候，神很少就是越过教会。
Over and over, we'll be looking at this later, but over and over, Paul talks about the church as a body.
就是很多次一而再再而三的保罗讲到教会是一个身体。
And he works through that body to work in each of us.
神通过这个身体在我们每个人生命中来做工。
I grow in Christ-likeness through my involvement with you all.
就是因为我跟大家的这种连结，我跟大家的这种就是我们彼此的这样子跟相交，我在基督的形象上成长。
God pours His grace into my life through other believers.
神通过别的基督徒把他的恩典浇灌在我生命当中。
And part of what happens with confession.
所以呢，当我们认罪的时候会发生什么呢？
Is when I have said to a fellow believer.
是当我对另外一位基督徒说。
This is an area of sin that I'm struggling with.
这是我所挣扎的一个方面。
I pray, ask God to forgive me and give me strength.
我也向神祷告，求神给我力量。
Now I have opened up to another believer.
现在我对另外一位基督徒敞开。
And that becomes part of how God pours grace into my life.
那就成为了神可以在我生命中降下恩典的一种途径。
Because the sharing of that area.
因为在那个方面。
Provides strength.
你在那方面跟别人分享，就给你带来了力量。
And so very quickly, what should this look like?
所以在我们的生命中这样看的会是什么样呢？
First of all,
第一点，
seek a godly person to whom you can confess this area.
找一位你可以信任的，可以向他坦诚的敬虔的人。
Whether it's one-on-one or in a small group.
不管是说一对一的，或者是在一个小组里边。
And I probably don't need to say this, but let me just say it anyway.
也许我不需要说，但是不管怎么样，还是讲一下。
If it's one-on-one, man, it should be with another man.
如果是一对一的话，弟兄要找弟兄。
You do not want a female accountability partner.
你不想找一位姐妹向你问责。
And I used to wouldn't have said that.
我
wouldn't have thought about it.
我原来都没想过。
Until I realized that there's some men who get in trouble for that very reason.
我真的是发现的确是有弟兄因为这样子找一个姐妹做亚历方的 female accountability, 然后他们就是有麻烦了。
Females, you must have a female accountability.
姐妹们你要找一位姐妹来问责。
A godly person, not a perfect person.
不是一位完美的人而是一位敬虔的人。
But a godly person.
而是一位敬虔的。
Someone who will carry this burden with you.
而可以跟你一同来背负这个重担。
You confess to them, here is my area of struggle.
你就是可以向他承认说这是我所挣扎的方面。
This is where I have failed.
这是我失败跌倒的方面。
And I need someone to help me in this area.
我需要有人在这方面帮助我。
Help with prayer.
用祷告来帮助我，来扶持我。
Help with accountability.
用这个问责来帮助我。
I'll give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
Of someone who helped me without me asking.
有人没有，我没有去问他，他就来帮我。
This is not ideal.
这个不是最理想的。
Because I didn't ask him for help.
因为我没有寻求帮助，寻求他的帮助。
But I've actually gone back and thanked him since.
但是呢，我后来还是回去感谢他。
I started teaching in the college.
我开始在大学里教书的时候。
I was a new teacher.
我是一位新老师。
Like most new teachers, I was very busy trying to get ready for my classes.
就像所有的新老师一样，我就很忙，想要把我的课都准备好。
And because of that.My quiet time with God was getting squeezed out.
因为我很忙呢，所以我跟神的这个灵修时间，跟神独处的时间就慢慢越来就被挤出去了。
If you don't spend time with God, you're soon going to be in trouble.
如果你不花时间跟神在一起，你很快就会有麻烦。
There was another teacher in our college.
在我们那个学校里面有另外一位老师。
Who is very outgoing and aggressive.
他是那个很外向的，甚至有一点有点太外向了。
I'm walking down the hall one day.
然后有一天我在那个走廊里过
去。And he says, Dr. McElwain.
他就说，哦，麦博士。
What did you read in the Bible this morning?
你今天早晨在圣经里读到什么了？
I haven't yet.
我说我还没读呢。
That was uncomfortable.
那挺不舒服的，对吧
？Couple days later, I see him.
又过了两天，又看到他。
And this nosy person,
这个老喜欢管别人闲事儿。
Yes, this is the ideal, because I had to ask you to be a holder.
这当然不是理想的，因为我没有让他做我的问责人。
Hey, what did you read in the Bible this morning?
那今天早上你在圣经上读到什么了？
You know, pretty soon, out of self-defense.
因为很快呢，因为要保护自己嘛。
I was making sure to have something I could answer.
我要确定说我可以有些事情可以回答。
Now that's really not the way it should work.
那不是一个理想的方式。
Right. That, you know, just you start going around asking people nosy questions.
你就到处走来走去问别人，你今天早上在圣经里读到什么了。
But I'll tell you, I went back to him.
但是我后来找到他，过了几年。
I said, you know, God, I think used you to help me.
我觉得神用你来帮助我。
Because it became a little push.
因为他就好像在戳我。
He's going to ask me.
因为他要问我有没有毒。
I want to have an answer.
我得有个答案。
Now, much better is to ask someone.
最好的就是你就是去问什么人来让你对你问责。
Someone who can pray for you.
有一个可以为你祷告的人。
And check on you.
然后呢，也可以时不时的来检查你。
Second, be honest.
第二点呢，就是诚实，别去责怪别人，归咎于别人。
Again, this seems very simple.
这看起来很简单。
But one of the Christian leaders who 2 years ago had to leave his ministry in disgrace.
两年之前有一位基督徒这个领袖，他必须这样带着羞羞。愧愧的这样离开他的施工的原因就是
Sadly is a person that I got some of what I'm saying to you today from his past preaching.
可悲的是呢我今天所讲的一些内容就是从他过去的讲道里边抽出来的。
You see, I've heard him talk much more eloquently than I can.
他真的讲到非常的有力讲到非常的流畅比我能讲的要好很多。
About the importanceOf accountability.
他就讲到这个，就是问责跟认罪的这个重要性，他讲的非常比我要讲的好得多。
One of the best presentations I've ever heard on this came from him.
就是这个在这个主题上，我所听到的最好的一篇。
A senior pastor of a large church.
是一个大教会的主任牧师。
And he had an agreement with all of his elders.
他跟他教会的长老都有一个协议。
That any of them could walk in at any time.
就是他们这个长老中间的任何一位可以到他面前。
And say, have you been alone with a, person of the opposite sex?
你有没有跟另外一个女士单独在一起？
All of his fences and protections did him no good.
但是他所有的这些篱笆呀，这些规则对他都没有益处。
Because what?No one knew was, not only was he a world-class speaker, he was also a world-class liar.
他不仅是这个世界级的这样的一个演讲的人，就是一个讲员，而且也是一个世界级的撒谎者。
Who could look these close friends and brothers in the eye and say, no, that's not
他可以就是看着这些跟他很亲近的弟兄，看着他们的眼睛说，没有，我没有。
And so,
所以
confession, accountability does no good unless there is complete honesty.
所以呢，如果不是完全的诚实，你这样的认罪啊，这样的问责对你也没有任何益处。
Third, do not confess unnecessary details.
第三点呢，不要坦诚不必要的细节。
I told you, this lesson made me very, very uncomfortable as I'm preparing.
我告诉过大家，当我准备这个课的时候，让我很不安。
And it makes me uncomfortable as I'm teaching it.
那在我教的时候也挺不安的，挺不自在的。
Confession should not include unnecessary details、
这个、
that lead your accountability partner into their own struggles.
就是认罪呢，不应该包含那些不必要的细节，让对你问责的那个人，他们自己也会进入试探或者进入这种挣扎。
Come to realize,
我就慢慢的意识到
，You know, Satan is very, very crafty, very smart.
撒旦是非常狡猾的。
And there is a certain kind of personality that it seems to me he works with that can gain a kind of pride in confession.
我就发现呢，撒旦他就是有一种人的个性呢，在他认罪的时候呢，他反而会里边发展出来一种骄傲。
For a short time, I wasn't any good at it, so I soon quit.
有一个很短的时期，因为我不擅长那个，我就后来就放弃了。
But for a short time, I was meeting with a small group of college young men.
有一个短暂的时期，我就是跟这个大学的这些年轻人的一个小组。
And part of the purpose was accountability.
这个其中的一个原因就是要有这种问责，彼此问责。
And I found there would be a tendency. Oh, well, I see your sin and raise it.
然后呢 ，raise it.
Raise it. I did something even worse.
哦，就是说，其中有一种倾向就是说，哦，我看到你犯了罪了，但是你看我的罪比你还大。
Kind of a glory.
就是好像在以他犯的罪在夸耀似的。
And finally, I said, young man.
最后我就说，年轻人呐。
This is not what James is talking about.
这个可不是雅各所讲的。
There should be a humility and a shame in this is the area of my failure.
当你在认罪的时候，你应该有一种就是谦卑，有一种正确的这种羞耻，就是说这是我所。有一种适当的正确的修辞，说这是我所跌倒犯罪的地方。
Don't glory in unnecessary details.
不要在以你那个不必要的细节上夸耀。
For accept God's assurance.
然后呢，接受神对你的这个赦免的这种确据保证。
One reason confession is valuable is it allows me to say I've confessed it and I'm leaving it there.
其中有一个很重要的就是我认罪了我就把这个罪放在那里。
Don't carry your confessed sins with you.
不要带着你已经认过的罪跟着你到处走。
Some Christians struggle because they are constantly going back to, oh, I remember when I, whatever.
有些基督徒之所以挣扎因为他们不断地回去说我记得我过去所做的这个。
You have confessed it, it is forgiven.
你已经向神认罪了，神已经赦免了，所以就把它抛在后边。
And last, do not broadcast your confession.
最后一点，不要四处张扬你的认罪。
Pastor Joe will be very happy I tell you this.
那个周牧师肯定很高兴我告诉你们这些。
Sunday morning service is not the time to stand up and say I have a confession to make.
星期天的早晨不是站起来说。我有一个罪要承认，要坦诚。
One writer said,
有一位作者说
，The circle of confession usually should be no larger than the circle of offense.
有一位作者说，坦诚认罪的圈子不应该大于过犯的圈子。
However many I have wronged.
不管说你就是对谁得罪了谁。
In other words, I don't need to tell the whole church.
我不需要告诉整个教会。
About a conflict between me and one other.
我必须要告诉整个教会我跟另外单独一位弟兄之间的冲突。
Proper confession
就是一个合宜的认罪。
Is not glorying in me.
不是说
Look at how good I am at confessing, how open I am.
不是说让自己夸耀自己说你看我多敞开呀，你看我多么的能够坦诚认罪呀。
Proper confession is humbly saying.
合一的认罪就是谦卑的说。
I failed in this area.
我在这方面跌倒了。
And I don't want to fail again.
我不想再次跌倒。
And I know that I am too weak to handle it myself.
我知道我自己太软弱，没有办法自己来处理，来面对。
And so I'm asking for help.
所以呢，我就请求帮，寻求帮助。
Do you see how that attitude helps to bring spiritual progress in our life and victory over sin?
你有没有看到这种态度让我们在属灵上能够成长，也带我们属灵上能够有一个得胜的生命吗？
Because it's a humility.
因为这是一种谦卑。
And God says,
神说，
He gives grace.
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
When we humble ourselves to say, this is the area of struggle in my life,
当我们降卑自己说这是我生命中所挣扎的一个方面，
it opens us to God's grace.
这就让我们能够对神的恩典敞开。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you that as your children, we don't have to be prisoners to sin.
亲爱的主，谢谢你，作为你的儿女，我们不需要做罪的囚犯，做罪的奴仆。
We don't have to live under the domination of sin in our life.
我们不需要活在罪的权势之下。
But God, I also thank you that when we fail in an area.
但是主，谢谢你，当我们在一个方面跌倒的时候，我们失败的时候。
That you have provided a pattern for restoration.
你提供了让我们能够被恢复。被修复的一个途径。
We don't have to give up.
我们不需要放弃。
But we can confess.
我们可以认罪。
We can gain new strength in that area.
我们可以在那个方面有新的力量。
And we can continue walking with you.
我们可以继续的与你同行。
Would you give us that kind of freedom in our spiritual lives?
求你在我们的属灵生命中给我们那样子的自由。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。